Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I had an awkward encounter a number of years ago at a wedding in which I was serving as the officiant for some couple or a couple that was not part of my church. It was at a beautiful venue located some distance outside of Austin. So when the ceremony was all done, I decided that I would stick around for a while, stay for the meal before I began my journey back home. And I just took one of the seats at one of the tables since there were no assigned seats. But apparently, there were only a certain number of seats. And I was not included in that number. I was told by the bride and the groom that I was welcome to stay and eat in the kitchen with the staff, to which I politely declined and headed on my way home. In contrast to this rather awkward and slightly humiliating encounter with my wedding hosts was a time I was treated as an honored guest and as extended family. Again, after the ceremony, I just found a seat at one of the back tables so that I could quickly eat and slip away without being noticed by anyone. But the father and the mother of the groom found me, and they insisted that I come and sit with them at their table. And they then proceeded to take me around to introduce me to their other family members and friends who had come to the wedding. And they thanked me repeatedly for the guidance and the counseling and the support that I'd given to their son and to his bride. And thanked me for my beautiful service. I left that wedding feeling like I was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Like what I did really mattered. Like, I had not just performed a service for this family, but that I had somehow sacrificed for this family. And they were overwhelmingly grateful. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus said, "When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, or a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, 'Give this man your seat.' Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, 'Friend, move up to a better place.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." I understand this parable from both sides now. From the perspective of that guest who was humiliated, and from the perspective of that guest who was honored. And let me tell you that being honored is so much better. I would have loved for that couple who had humiliated me to have been present at this other wedding to see how these hosts honored me. Such is the case in the fifth verse of Psalm 23, that which is serving as our text today. David wrote these words, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." In full view of those who would dishonor and have disdain for David, God prepares a special place for him and honors him by anointing him with oil, by filling his life with more than he could contain, consume, or comprehend. though we may not be honored and blessed in the same ways or to the extremes that David was, we too have been honored and blessed by God to the extent that our cup of life, our cup of love is also overflowing. Take an inventory of your life and tell me whose life would you rather have than your own? Whose family would you rather have? Whose home or situation or problems would you rather have? Granted, there are things in our lives that we would like to change, especially right now with all that's going on around us. And there are aspects of other people's lives that we probably envy. But do you know anyone with whom you would seriously and honestly now want to change places? I don't. And even if you might say yes to that, and you don't feel, at least right now, at this point in your life, as if God is honoring you or blessing you, or you certainly don't feel that your cup of life is overflowing with God's goodness, then I would encourage you to look at Jesus, the Son of God, who gave his life for you on a cross, who bore your sin and has forgiven you of your sin, who rose from a grave and ascended into heaven to prepare a home in eternity, a home of which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived of its wonder. I would encourage you to look at Jesus, who has called us to be his friends, has called us his friends, and his sheep, and his children, and even his bride, who has promised us a home in heaven where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. If ever you don't see or feel the overflowing nature of the honor and the blessing of God in your life, then look to Jesus. Because no matter what else is going on in your life, no matter what humiliation you may have endured, what sorrow you may have suffered, what burden you may have carried, the sacrifice of Jesus will remind you that you are loved, you are honored, and you are blessed. And you will be reminded that in Christ Jesus, your cup certainly does runneth over. Thanks be to God for the gift of his grace in his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.